A few weeks ago, Shane Doan became our first guest ever to call in from Russia. Today, he becomes our first guest ever to call in.
I don't know if, is that true? Didn't we have Diana Taurasi once from Russia?
Did we?
Maybe that was
maybe I'm speaking out of school. Shane Doan becomes the first guest we've ever had calling in from Switzerland.
Oh, I like it. Okay.
As he joins us for his weekly visit. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good morning, Vince. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Hi, Doaner.
These are all pre-Olympic activities for you as the GM of the Canadian Olympic hockey team?
Yeah. We're actually getting all the guys in here today. It's the first day with most of the guys. Two guys are filtering in over the next 3 or 4 days as their local clubs are all kind of winding down for the Olympic break. And I think we have about 18 guys here skating today. So we look forward to watching and kind of getting our eyes on them.
Wow. All right, let me ask you this, because I just read a story on Yahoo about how an NBC employee heard a knock in the middle of the night on his front door. It was Chinese authorities. He had triggered COVID protocol. They yanked him out of his hotel room, and they brought him to an isolation center. I think we were talking about this in vaguer terms before. What are you guys doing as a national entity to not have to deal with these really bizarre isolation cases?
Yeah, like that's something that as a group, there's probably a little bit more fiction and rumor to than there is actual truth to all of that stuff as you kind of go through it. There's obviously incredible protocols put in place, and we're going to have to abide by them. And at the same time, the whole system is kind of getting adjusted as you move towards the final start date, I guess, because right now it's similar to what's going on in the U.S. Test positive. You're going to have to be aware of, you know, the people around you, and you're going to have to quarantine. But at the same time, they're watching the numbers. They're keeping track of a whole bunch of other things. It's kind of almost impossible for me to explain it, but I'm not worried about it, if that makes sense.
Okay, no, it does. It does.
Yeah, I think one of the challenges, we're talking to Shane Doan as we do every Tuesday morning here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. One of the challenges you have, and anybody who's really an architect of an Olympic hockey squad right now, is considering chemistry. And I was thinking about this because we've joked about the movie Miracle with you in the past. And those were different times back in 1980 where basically a team was constructed and they spent a year together getting ready for the Olympics. How can you build chemistry in a team that's just coming together so soon before the Olympics? What's the plan for something like that?
You know what? It's really hard. And for the most part, you count on the kind of, it sounds simple and it's a cliche, but it's really not about you. That's kind of been our statement throughout this whole time. You come and play for the Maple Leafs and play hockey for Canada. It's not about you. You're playing for a way bigger group of men that have done it in the past, and that you get to be part of that special group. And so it's not about you. So when you come in that front door, you better make sure you don't have any egos, and you better make sure that everything you do is to make your line mates better. Everything you do is to make your D partner better. Everything you do is to make your goalie partner better. Mm-hmm. And if we can have that approach, then your chemistry seems to get along. It's when people bring their egos with them that causes a problem.
Now, you were the assistant GM on the Canadian team that won gold at the World Championships, correct? I remember that correctly last summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So here's my question to you. So in experiencing success as an executive, as a team builder, how does that fulfill you versus being a player?
It's a riot, man. It's so much fun to do it and to put it all together and to put the time in and kind of build the team. But once the tournament starts, you really don't do much. Like, you really are, you've done everything, you've kind of put everything. Uh-huh. At this point, we've picked the team, we're down to the last guys, we've got everyone here. Now, as a manager, you just kind of, you watch your coaching staff, you watch your players, and so it's drastically different at the tournament because there is nothing that compares to playing. I don't care. I mean, we're all competitive. Every person that's involved in hockey is competitive. And there's nothing like being a competitor in the games. That's the ultimate. But at the same time, this is a pretty good rush, and I really enjoy it.
Do you have, Shane, aspirations to be a general manager in the NHL at some point?
I don't know. It's not something that I've really thought too much about. It's something that I got so much to learn and I got so many things to do. I like my job right now. I like the opportunities that I'm getting right now, and I haven't really worried too much about it. When Team Canada calls you and asks you to do something, I've kind of always said that I'll always say yes. So as Sean Burt told me one time, you say yes whenever they ask, because there'll come a day when you want to do stuff and no one's going to ask yet. So I've always tried to say yes, and this is something I've really enjoyed. The guys that run Hockey Canada, starting with Tom Rennie and Scotty Salmon and Scott Smith, they're incredible. So to get time with them, I learn a ton being around them and the way they do it. And actually, I reached out to Mr. Colangelo and to Brian Colangelo a couple of times, talked to them a little bit too, just because they have an understanding of the whole national team. And it's so much fun to learn from those guys and pick their brains.
The difference is that you're not selecting NHL players. You're selecting younger kids, and you can effectively help change them for the better, I would assume, as they kind of arc into their professional careers. Is that true?
Yeah, yes and no. We picked a lot of old guys.
Okay.
So we picked there's a bunch of players that did play in the NHL that I played against, guys that have played in the last, most of them as recently as last year. So it's a group of guys that are older, and then there is some very young guys. We've got some young guys that we've also brought in as well. It's a great mix of guys that have had success in the league, guys that are wanting to have success in the league, guys that have moved to other parts of the world and have had great success over there. A guy named Max Norrell, he's a defenseman for us. He could have came over to North America probably in the last 10 years and played the last 10 years in North America and been a solid defenseman, but he loved his situation in Switzerland. He's dominated the league over here. He's a guy that was captain of the team in the Olympics in 2018, and he's a big part of this team again. So it's players like that, and it's getting to learn and understand the differences amongst the leagues.
Jason DeMare is part of the team, right?
Yes, he is. So, he's somebody that we've talked to and brought in, and we're excited about that as somebody that played in the past. So it's pretty cool.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for checking in from Switzerland.
Yeah, big time. What time is it in Switzerland right now, Boner?
It is almost 5:30. I'm just walking down to the rink. We're going to start our first practice and go from there.
Nice.
So, and it's not a full practice. We've only got about 18 guys in right now. So we're just kind of let them have a light skate and see how they're doing.
Very cool. We'll talk to you next week, Shane. Thanks so much for the time. Best of luck with everything.